streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. And before we bring anybody on, I'm going to welcome Boyd to the show.
Yes, hello, everyone, and thank everyone for tuning in to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show every Wednesday night. And tonight, we got a great show tonight, and we're going to do what we always do. We're going to bring a message to the world, you know, and I'm going to see if this our guest before I say anything else. Hello, caller, you on the air?
Peace, what's going on? This is Larry Lock Henderson.
Okay, my brother. Okay, just making sure you're there. Hold tight 1 second.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back at it. And once again, our guest is in the green room, as we call it, and we're about to bring him on, and we're about to go ahead and get it started, and he's going to formally introduce himself. Okay, my brother, it's on you.
What's going on, man? This is Larry Lock Henderson from Smart Music Entertainment. And, you know, first of all, I'm happy to be on the show. Thank you for having me. It's, it's definitely an honor and a pleasure. And what I do is, I own a company and we put out educational hip-hop music. So, basically we could just start from there and keep it going.
That's what it is, my brother. First of all, we would just want to say thank you for the kind words, and we want to thank you for being on the show as well and getting your positive message around the globe. And first of all, I want you to tell the viewers, how did you get started with this positive vibe, and how did you, come to the conclusion in your mind that you wanted to give these young kids that positive vibe?
Well, as far as how I started, it was definitely just a combination of me being a part of the hip-hop culture, rhyming from a very young age, and, just coming up into that, to the scene of battle rapping and ciphering, and, my early exposure to hip-hop was listening to, Run DMC and LL Cool J and Public Enemy and the Jungle Brothers, and, the hip-hop essence pretty much started just from that aspect of things. And then the other side is, I always was a reader. Ever since pretty much I was in the fourth grade, I was reading interesting books about, different historical facts. Most of the time it was because it was a form of punishment, but the seeds was definitely planted. So what ended up happening was those worlds merged, as far as hip-hop and my ability to combine the educational aspect with it. And the reason that, Smart Music Entertainment is here, and the reason that I'm dedicating, so much time and effort into putting out educational hip-hop music is because the youth got to the point where they were asking questions like, where am I going to need this information that I'm learning in high school out in the real world? And, you started to see that slide of, kids wasn't really taking the importance of education as serious as they should, along with the other factors that was pushing them out of the school districts. So in order to combat that cycle, we here at Smart Music Entertainment wanted to do something that refocuses on the importance of education. And I know that I can use music as a tool, use hip-hop as a tool to at least put out good information, number one, and number two, just promote the importance of education, especially to kids in urban environments that really need something extra to at least have, embedded in their minds outside of all of the negative images that they're getting in the mainstream media.
And I like that, bro, you know what I mean? Because there's so many of our young youth that grow up in the ghetto, but a lot of them don't even want to be a gangbanger. A lot of them don't want to be a drug dealer, you know? So it's very good that you are on that positive vibe with them, you know? And we really appreciate that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and spin this one track that you sent me. You sent me a couple, but I'm going to start off with the Harriet, you know, track that you sent me. And I want people to sit back and really vibe on this brother, you know? So we want you to hold tight. We'll be right back with you, and we're going to go ahead and spin this track, my brother.
It started when I was 5, hired out to watch a baby, and they beat me when they cried. I consider that too much of a price. Even though I'm thick skin, some of the scars stay with me for life. I ain't never been the type to spin around to the other cheek. Putting up a fight to me and my peoples all are free. 4 brothers, 4 sisters, thick family. I'm the 4th child, you following mathematically. God's in my veins, I can feel it in my soul. 3 older sisters never seen again when they were sold. When they came for my brother, my mom's made them a promise. Whoever tried to take them, she's splitting open your noggin. Mommy was a rider, spiritual advisor, security provider. That's why I'm a live wire. When they ain't take my brother, I felt the power inside of me. Influenced by the moment, I'll never settle for slavery. Heavy metal weight in my head as a teen. Now with seizures, dark epilepsy and strange dreams. From the tribe of Asante through grandma modesty, being free, holding my own, just a part of me.
You thinking about coming after me, better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train and it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the conductor, I ain't never lost a passenger.
I'm plotting on my escape and I'm married and feeling patient. I'm outy with no debating, you silly for conversating. I'm breaking them while you waiting and I make it. I'll be sure to get the safest route to travel and be back for you as base.
September 17th, 1849. Me and my brothers Henry and Ben said it's mine. So we left for Maryland, headed towards freedom land. But they feet chillied up, so we turned around and went back to the owners. Believe me, I didn't wanna. Had a my brothers were scared, we're in the bottom. A little while later, man, I ran away again. But this time, straight dolo fan backs to the wind. In the middle of the night, in the winter, in the cold, I was navigating on the Underground Railroad. Nah, it ain't a literal train, it's a form of resistance. Just with the railroad theme, so a station's a safe house where the runaways go. And the runaway slaves are considered cargo. The person who hit them considered a station master. And the stockholder's the one who will put the cash up. Me, I'm the conductor, I transported the cargo. Routes that I took remain secret. I took an oath, boss of my train. You get on, there is no rebelling. Grown man said he turning back and I had to tell him. Fam, why you had me bring the metal out? Cock it back, point it at your head and bring the devil out. There's no going back, besides you gonna snitch. And I'll kill you where you stand before you sing behind a whip. Running from slave catchers, a bounty on my head. Until my whole fam free, I don't really care. Had a 10-year span with 19 or so trips. I done freed so many slaves, they calling me Moses. During the Civil War, because of my skills, I became the first woman to lead an armed assault. I am Harriet Tubman, you need to fall back, a conductor. I never ran my train off the track.
You thinking about coming after me, better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train and it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the conductor, I ain't never lost a passenger.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back here to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we kicking it live still right here with my man Larry, and we doing what we do. So without further ado, I'm going to spin this other track, and we're going to get back with him, and he's going to talk about these songs that he's written, because the songs that he's written and I've listened to him very clear. He's bringing out a very clear message to the people, and this is a message that we all should be listening to on that positive note. So I'm going to hit you with that, Kings and Queens. Be right back with my man Larry.
But from enslaved Africans, people use words to confuse that how it's trapped again. Our lineage is deep within the challenger. Our family tree consists of people that had influenced the planet, bro. We manage to lose sense of self, we don't identify with the heritage like African American is not African. But listen to me, I'ma have you black again, pumping up your fist and using pics to fix your naps again. I like to give respect to Imhotep, considered by the world to be the first architect, the high priest of the sun god Ra at Heliopolis. He built the seven pyramids in Egypt and they still exist. Poet and philosopher, a recognized genius. He diagnosed 200 different diseases. They say Hippocrates is the father of medicine, but Imhotep lived 2,000 years ahead of him. King Sanwal's Rat, second ruler of Kemet. He was said to have conquered Greece by Herodotus, the first ruler to believe in one god. Was Amenhotep the fourth, later known as Akhenaten King.
Come about, bro.
Well, you know, first of all, Harriet Tubman, the conductor, is one of the new songs off the new album coming up, Lesson 2, which we're letting people download for free on the website, www.smart-hiphop.com. And Kings and Queens is off the first album, Lesson 1, which is also available on the website, but also available on Amazon.com and iTunes and pretty much all your media outlets. But the reason behind the songs, starting with Harriet Tubman, number one, you know, I don't think this is a lady that that people know more about outside of, you know, she was the person responsible for taking slaves and getting them to their freedom by using the Underground Railroad. But there's a much bigger picture than that. You know, we don't talk about the organization, the structure, the resistance, you know, the discipline that you had to have, the things that came along with, you know, just learning the routes for the Underground Trade Route, I mean, for the Underground Railroad, to the communication that she had to have and all the pieces and the components that went along with that resistance. It wasn't just like, you know, she just grabbed a couple people and started running in the middle of the night. So, you know, I just wanted to paint a better picture. It's but so much that you can do within that 3 to 5 minute time span, but I definitely wanted to just shed more light on this phenomenal woman's work. And then when we talk about the song Kings and Queens, you know, I start that song by saying we don't come from slaves but from enslaved Africans. And I think, you know, one of the things that we don't do as African Americans is we don't acknowledge that we aren't just the descendants of slaves. You know, that was an enslaved group of people. It's not like our history begins with slavery and there's nothing else before that. You know, and there's no real way to make that connection. And Kings and Queens was just a song showing that our history extends beyond slavery. And it was also something that, you know, I had a professor, his name was Ivan Van Sertima, and he used to always stress that point. He used to always say, listen, you know, you're not the descendants of slaves, but from enslaved Africans. And he was, you know, he had this West Indian accent. He's like, the West, I'm not even going to try to emulate his accent. I mean, I'm not even going to.
My man. But you're bringing it to the forefront, though. You feel me? And
yeah.
That's what I like, you know. And when I heard your pieces, you know, because I've been in the music business since the 80s, you know. And when I heard your joints, man, I was like, okay, he ain't just on here rapping and singing, you know. He's bringing a message to the world, you know, because anybody can go in the studio and put the keyboard on the table, make a sound, and do a song and a rap. But if you ain't got no strong message in it, man, you truly wasting your time, you know. I mean, that's
right,
just
right.
How I feel from a, you know, vet in the game, you know, from the music, you know. So, you know, when you're in that studio, you have to relay a message to the people that's relating to the people, you know what I mean? Because that's basically all what music is about, you know, relating to people, you know. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, I agree. You know, I agree, and I also don't, you know, I feel as an artist, you can create whatever it is that your heart is telling you to create, because I do think one of the problems today is that artists aren't being themselves. They're so concerned about their image and what they think the game requires of you that it's just become this, you know, this crazy same-sounding song. You know what I mean? Everybody pretty much raps about the same thing over the same type of beats. So, you know, on the one hand, I'm like, listen, you know, we have to do more because of the present direction that our community and our young ones are headed in. And that is you know, that's something that I'm taking upon myself to just directly get involved in. But I do understand artists are just artists, you know. You're going to go in the studio, you're going to do your thing. So I don't want to knock, you know what I mean, the artist that's just going in and pouring their hearts out. But, you know, we also have to put something else in the game outside of everything else that's being pushed out here.
Amen. And I agree with that, Cole Harley, you know. And without further ado, I'm going to let my queen say her few words while she's sitting right here. And you know, we always do our thing every Wednesday night here at the show, you know. And we want to thank you once again for coming on the show and bringing your message.
Cool. Peace.
Hi, Larry.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for asking.
Good,
it's a pleasure
good.
To be on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on and sharing your message. You know, a lot of times ignorance plays a big part in, you know, all of this. And so definitely education is the key. And by you, you know, sharing the message through song, you're going to get a lot of maybe the younger generation or different people that that, you know, that is listening to it. And, you know, Rob and I are multicultural or whatever. He's black, I'm white. So we definitely have a lot of different things going on. But there's no reason why people can't come together as one, as a, you know, the human race. And by learning more about the other races, you understand, you come to an understanding, you know, of what their ancestors went through or what my ancestors went through. I mean, there's so many different stories and different people that came from so many different countries and different places. But people don't take the time to stop and learn and understand. And, you know, and Harriet Tubman, she was an amazing woman. You know, we had the opportunity when we were in Cincinnati to go to the Freedom Center there. And that's the museum in Cincinnati, you know, regarding the Underground Railroad. And it was so touching and so emotional just to go through there and to, you know, see everything and to look at everything and to have a better understanding of what they really truly went through. And it's amazing what she did and what they all went through. It really is. But, you know, I just want to commend you on trying to put those messages out there, because they're lessons that need to be taught and they're lessons that people need to understand so that they can understand the other people in their lives. And what do you think about that?
Well, you know, first of all, I agree with you, and thank you very much for the kind words. But knowledge is key. You know, you're absolutely right. And in order for us to change the direction that the youth is headed in my opinion, you know, more enlightenment is better. You know, educating people, and on the one hand, it's good that the information that I'm putting into these songs helps people learn more about the subjects that I'm talking about. And on the other hand, you know, I really feel that it's also important just to spread positivity, to just put that buzz in people's ear that education is important. And no matter, you know, what way you're trying to learn or what subject you're trying to learn about, the point is that education itself is important. That, you know, in high school, degrees is important. And, you know, if you want to either go to college or whatever it is that you want to do in life is all good, but education is definitely important. And I think that's the point. And as long as people could take something away, you know, if you could learn about Harriet Tubman, if you could learn about the kings and queens or the various subjects that, you know, I go through from lesson one to lesson two, that's phenomenal. But my main point is definitely I just want people to start that dialogue about the importance of education and the importance of learning and the importance of stressing it to the younger generation.
That's so true. And you know, I have to laugh because when I was in high school, I hated algebra and I hated, you know, science and biology and all of that. And I used to argue with my algebra teacher, you know, I'm not ever going to need that. I'm just going to be a mother and a housewife, and my husband's going to take care of me. And wow, was I wrong, you know? So I went on later to, you know, get a degree in science. I became an RN. So, you know, never say never, and believe me, those little things or the, you know, the big things that you are learning in high school or along the way, you know, eventually, you never know, it may become a lifesaver one of these days. And, you know, becoming a nurse for me definitely, you know, saved my life, and it was one of the best things I have ever done in my life. So, you know, and education, you know, I really wanted it later on in high school. You know, I didn't have those goals, but you know, later on I wanted it and, you know, was a straight-A student in college. So it all depends on what you really want in life and, you know, how far you want to go and the things that you want to accomplish. And then, yep. You know, one other thing that I wanted to mention, too, before I hand the mic back over to Rob, is that, you know, we talk a lot about slavery and different things, but, you know, nowadays there's so many different things that we can all do. We all make ourselves slaves and slaver, you know, to slaves to whatever, you know, addiction, abuse, alcohol. You know, there's so many things that we make our own selves a slave to instead of overcoming all that and becoming better and stronger.
I mean, I would say that there's a distinction between, you know, slavery and the things that, you know, people can say they're becoming a slave to. But, you know, you're right. You know, I mean, as far as addictions, as far as things, you know, habits and things that people, you know, connect themselves to that might not necessarily be the most positive things for them, you're right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's definitely a pattern that, you know, people have to work on. And knowing thyself and knowledge of thyself is definitely an important factor in that process.
Right. You know, and with change comes growth. But, you know, nowadays we have to quit blaming each other for the past. And we have to quit blaming each other that, you know, you're holding me down or I'm holding you down. There's so much opportunity out here that, you know, we're holding ourselves down. Nobody else is holding us down.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're right. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, people definitely have to overcome. But, you know, there's also people that need help because of the environment that, unbeknownst to them, they were put in, you know, because of the situations that they became a part of, because of structures that are above them. You know, so we also, you know, on the one hand, everybody has to do their part in pulling each other up, and everybody has to be accountable for their own actions. And then on the other hand, there's also, you know, this group that I like to, you know, people say Generation X or, you know, however you want to call it, but there's definitely a group that needs more help because of all of the mechanisms that have been put in front of them that tries to impede their progress. So, you know, it's a back and forth kind of thing. You definitely have to be accountable for yourself, but then there are those that are a little bit more aware than other people that have to do what they can to awake the people who are asleep or who might not realize that, you know, they need more help or they need a extra hand, you know what I mean, because of the situation that they're in because of their environment. You know what I mean? There's a lot of gangs, there's a lot of drugs being pushed into the communities, there's a lot of guns being pushed into different communities, there's a lot of lack of funding that goes on in different schools, there's a lot of lack of caring that people in different school districts have because of who the pupils in their schools are. You know, all of those are factors that have to be overcome and that have to be addressed. So, you know, on the one
every
hand,
day,
yeah,
all day, but, you know?
Yeah, people are definitely accountable for their own actions, but there is that, you know, there is that group of the forgotten.
Oh, yeah, and that's every day, all day, my brother. So we're going to open up the line. We got people on the line, and we're going to open up the line for people to ask you a few questions or dialogue with what you have already said, you know?
Okay, cool.
All right, we got last four digits, 4547, you on there.
Yo, yo, yo.
Peace, what's good?
What's that?
Just chilling, man. Just dropping in, eavesdropping, seeing what you guys are talking about, man. And just like what you guys are saying, man, slavery is everywhere, man. It's not just here in the United States. It's around the world.
Amen.
Yeah.
So,
without a doubt, man. Without a doubt, slavery is a that's you know, that's quite the subject. You know what I mean? And it has so many different contexts.
It's around the world, man. You know, and it's little kids being enslaved. You can go to Mexico and do that. And, man, it's even in Africa with the blood diamond, man, and so on and so on, man. So it's not just here in the United States. But, like, out here in the United States, like, I feel now everything does happen for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And but it just opens up doors out here, man. And I think once you just continue to grow and grow, then you start building up your own knowledge. And once you build your own knowledge, then you pretty much can control your own thoughts. And if you can control your own thoughts, then you can help build other people's thoughts to helping them think bigger and greater than smaller things that they're used to being average things.
You're right.
My man, Coach. So what would you like to say to that, Larry, back to the guest?
Are you asking him Or are you asking me?
No, I'm asking you the dialogue back to what the coach just said.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's right. There is, you know, there is slavery all around the world. There's, you know, I was actually just watching this documentary on child labor. That was crazy. But, you know, it's one of those subjects that I think there are so many different contexts that we can discuss. You know, there's the slavery of, you know, there's human trafficking, there's child laborers, there's a multitude of things that are going on today all around the world that that's slavish behavior. You know what I mean? And then there's also historical slavery. You know, there's also of course the transatlantic slave trade, you know what I mean, the Portuguese slave trade, the Arab slave trade. You know,
we can go on and on with that one.
Yes.
But the number one thing right now in the United States is actually sports. If you really think about it, you know what I'm saying? We can go deeper than we can think. But in reality, these professional athletes, these college athletes are actually into slaves. But again, they're getting something out of it. They're getting their education, just like how you can go both ways. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel that these programs that's out here, you know what I'm saying, like they're slaves, but again, they're actually building something. They're not just focusing just on themselves. They're actually trying to get their family out of the situation that they're in now. And these sports programs, they actually do help a lot of these athletes get out of the ghetto in a way, I should say. But some of them are so trapped into the ghetto where they start losing focus on why they're really there doing what they have to do. And most people don't really understand is, everybody has a vision. Everybody dreams. Everybody has big thoughts and everything else. But most people, they don't know how to put it into a plan. And if you don't have a plan, then you're just going to be talking and just walking around and bragging about what you used to do and what you did, and that's past tense. But again, like a lot of people have a vision, but they don't know how to put it in a plan. And that's why a lot of these programs out here needs to really just focus just on teaching these kids how to put their lives in a plan so they can only focus on one thing so they can focus on many other things when they do make it and they actually set them goals inside that plan. So it's just, you know, we can go both ways. We can look anywhere
right.
we want, you know what I'm saying? But I've been – now, go
right.
ahead.
You're absolutely right. I wouldn't necessarily categorize an athlete of today as a slave, but, you know, I definitely feel where you're coming from. I just think that, you know, they're being used and they're being abused, but it's definitely, in my opinion, you know what I mean? I think that,
right.
you know, number one, it's a situation where they're just being used. They're not being treated, you know what I mean? They're just being dogged. But you don't have to do it, you know what I mean? Slavery is something that's kind of forced upon you when people are being, you know, when there's human trafficking involved, that's somebody grabbing
right.
somebody.
If you have
more space for
something, you know?
You know what I mean? If you could dribble a basketball and somebody is pimping you, that's different than you being, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying, that's different than you being
right.
their slave because you could walk away from the game. You know what I mean? You
exactly.
have that option.
At any time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know,
yeah.
it's also I wanted to address the point, you know, yeah, it is a lot of kids, you know what I'm saying, that definitely make it out of the hood into these programs, but most of the athletes aren't from the hood. You know what I mean? Most of the athletes, you know, you're talking about people that go to Duke and, you know, the number one colleges around the world, and they're in those top-tier schools where those top-tier recruits come to. Yeah, we hear the stories about the dudes that make it from the hood specifically because they're a little bit more flashy, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more irresponsible with the money. But for the most part, man, you know, it ain't a lot of hood people in these superstar athletes. These are kids that come from middle and upper class neighborhoods, and they have access
that wanna
to
be from the hood. That
want to
be from the hood. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I didn't wait on that, Larry. You feel me?
Oh yeah.
It's a lot of cats that'll be out here. You know what I mean? And they try to act like they from the hood, and all the time
yeah.
they from the suburbs of Florida. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly. You know what I mean? They go to those. That's why they've been recruited, because they're in those top schools. You
yeah,
know
and
what
they
mean?
Don't
so,
come
yeah.
out till you see their parents, and one of them
right.
is a doctor, and the other one is a lawyer. So where
right.
did they come
I mean,
from? You see,
it's
what
disability,
I mean?
and that's not a bad thing.
You got to understand that.
Yes, that's definitely not a bad thing at all. But I definitely think there's just a misconception, especially since, you know, basketball and football are so, you know, there's a lot of African Americans in those sports that it's looking like, oh man, we scooping everybody up from the ghetto. But you know, these are kids.
That ain't
with,
true
you know,
at all.
Nah.
You know? Hey, so what
nah.
we gonna do, Coach? We got a few more people on the line, but I want you to hold in there with me because we're gonna give big shout outs to all our sponsors tonight. So I want you to hold in there with me, Coach, and you just hold tight. We'll be right back, okay?
All right.
My man. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller, last four digits, 0645. You on air?
Hey, what's going on, Rob? This is Bennett calling.
Oh, what's up, my boy Bennett? What's good, man?
Hey, man, nothing much, man. I was just tuning in to the program, listening
That's
to you guys.
That's what it is,
man. Yeah, man.
I'm
I like
glad
the topic
you tuned in, man. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been on for about 40 minutes, man. I had to click on my phone because I couldn't get it through my laptop for some reason. But I'm glad I tuned in tonight. I was out in that 1 degree weather, man, over in Chicago, man. It was just like, oh, my gosh.
I'm feeling you on that.
Yeah, but, you know, I want to let the brother know, man, I really was digging his music. I'm a musician myself. I'm a trombonist. I play all genres of music and have been since I was 12 years old going to Spain Middle School in Detroit, you know. Mm. But we really need, man, to link up. I wouldn't mind keeping in contact with you and even, you know, downloading your songs and putting, you know, your message out there because there's a lot of us in other different vocations. Like I'm in urban planning, urban development, you know, as well as my music. And I can go on and on about each one. But I grew up in the city of Detroit. You know, I just turned – Well, actually, I'll be turning 41 in February. Mm-hmm. I've worked in the community, man. I had two school teachers for parents. My father taught at Southeastern. My mom taught at Southeastern. Both of them were science teachers, but, you know, they didn't stick together. My father left when I was about 3 and a half. And then my mother was injured by some students in Southeastern High School, and she had to go on disability. So, you know, since 1977, she's been gradually going downwards as far as, you know, becoming, you know, more and more disabled as time goes by. But I had a love for the city. I had a love for how things work. And I used that negative experience because that could have turned me into another type of person. I put that energy back out into the street. Back out into my life and tried to help build up the community. But I did always carry that anger with me, you know. Fortunately, God came into my life around the same time of that tragic experience traumatic experience. So I always had a relationship with God since an early age. But there was a time where I was 12, 13 years old. I was really trying to get out there in the game. I saw the flashy cars, the gym shoes, you know, the top tens, the forms. You know, we had just a lot of stuff going on. That I was, you know, I was hanging out with the guys from the Brewster Projects, you know, and I was from the North End. And I know you don't know where that is because you may not be from Detroit. Because I didn't tune into the whole program. I've only been on for about 40 minutes. But, you know, it was an interesting time and culture during that hip-hop era. And, you know, I went on to mentor in the schools. I have younger brothers that are much younger than I. So after I graduated high school at Northern High School, I went on to mentor in the schools. And I did everything I could, man, but it was kind of interesting because you guys were talking about identity of suburbanites versus, you know, becoming up in the city. And it's really interesting how when you look at the baby boomer generation and the dynamics in there that was going on in their neighborhoods versus when the Generation X was coming up. And I was born in 73, you know, but there was a lot more community cohesiveness going on in the street and also in the, you know, on the corporate level, the business level, and also in the communities, because if you would go back and look at the origin of the cities in the early 21st century and even the 19th century, the school teachers actually lived in the community that they taught in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And with the advent of the automobile, things began to spread out further and further, so you didn't have that same cohesiveness in the community. You had teachers that may live 20, 30 miles away trying to teach a kid, you know, inside the city, you know, versus when they used to live down the street and run into your parents at the store. Or they may even knew your whole family because, you know, you look at, and Rob can attest to this, where you used to go to school with your whole family. You may have 9 to 10 kids in your family, cousins and so forth. You all went to the same school, sometimes in the same homeroom. But when my generation was coming up, born in 73, I was 10 in 83, we didn't go to school with everybody. We went to school with everyone we knew. We went to school with people we didn't really, really have a strong connection to. And the things began to get worse and worse as people become more spread out. Now you have this whole generation where, you know, no one knows who their parents, I won't say no one knows who their parents are, but you have a lot of kids that they may even be blood-related in shooting and killing and arguing with each other and don't even know it because of the dynamics of how we how we've been breeding in our own communities. You know, we have babies on one side of town. My father got around, too. I mean, I found a brother at 63 years old who went to Kettering High School, where my father taught over there. We had no idea that he grew up in Detroit. All this whole time, we thought he was in California. I found two other sisters, God bless them, one in Texas, and another one also in L.A. You know, and then there's another one that's a pediatrician who I didn't know, you know, who I never met, but I have met the other two. So, you know, there's a lot of dynamics that go on in our communities, and I don't think it's necessarily a widespread conspiracy, but it's really, really interesting being a brother with, you know, coming up in the eras that I came up in and studying urban planning, working for the city of Detroit, working on a regional level, working on for Wayne County and the county level, and then coming over to a place like Chicago that has a whole nother set of problems that are similar to Detroit, but not in the same way. You know what I mean? So I'm listening to you. I love your energy. And anything that I could do to add support to what God is doing in your life, man, I'll do it. I'm on the Internet. Rob has my information. I can give it to you, you know, my email address or whatever, and I will actually go out and seek out opportunities for you to come into this area and speak to groups of youth and you know, and community groups because it's needed, man. I mean, it's and I'm going to tell you something, man. I've been in the street. I mean, I ran around here in Chicago for probably about 4 years straight, playing my horn in every hole-in-the-wall joint, in every neighborhood, listening to the OGs talk about, and I'm talking about the old guys, I mean 70, 80 years old, talking about how things were and how things are. You know, I really got the real deal, you know what I'm saying, from the horse's mouth. And they just talk about how there was a more of a love in the community. There was more of a industriousness about us. A lot of these guys were carpenters and masons and so forth. They couldn't get a job with a white contractor, so they created their own business. You know, a lot of the businesses in Detroit, in my neighborhood, particularly on Oakland Avenue, which used to be called the Gold Coast, which is Upper Hastings Street, a lot of those businesses were given over to the African Americans when the Jews were moving out of the city, or when some of the Jewish shop owners died, their wife didn't want to take over the business, so they said, "Hey, give it to the, you know, your long-term assistant or your manager," you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different things that you and I can talk about. We probably could put this in a book form, But, you know, and I may be jumping all over the place. I hope, you know, you guys are understanding me a bit.
Oh, you know, we definitely understand you all the way, man.
Okay.
Come on now, then that you know it, man.
Yeah. Okay, Rob.
You know?
Thanks.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, and
I get
kind of
nervous when I'm talking
man,
too much. Yeah.
Yeah, I give my boy Bennett a shout out, man. He's always supporting the Streets and Love You Back, and he's always supporting whatever me and my wife does. Like he said, he's from the city, just like I'm from the city. You know, he's much younger than me, but you know, he heard about me coming up through the game back in the day. You know, and
absolutely,
we want to thank him for always donating to the toy drive every year for the kids. So we want to definitely thank him for that while he's on the line, you know?
Oh, man. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate that, man. You know, it's not even needed, man, but thank you.
We gather your praise where it's due, man. You know that, Bennett, you know?
Yeah. Well, your story is an inspiration. I'm not trying to cut you off, but, man, your story is an inspiration, man. Your story has been an inspiration to a lot of people, man. It's an inspiration to me. A lot of the material you put together, you plugged in a lot of holes in a lot of different stories, you know what I'm saying? It got rid of a lot of the illusions, you know, that we all were carrying with us regarding to what it's like to really be in the game, be a victim of the game, you know what I'm saying, but be in the game, you know, in the game called life, you know. You just put together a lot of different things, man. I hear people talking, and I almost think that they've been talking out of your books. You know what I'm talking about, too, man. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Like they was there.
You know,
like
I know
they was really
saying,
there,
man. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But God
yeah.
has been so good to me, man. And you know, I can't do nothing but thank Him every day. You know, because. You know, I was, you know, out there living in the dark, too, for many years, as you know, and a lot of other people know, you know. But that life is a real dog life, you know. I wouldn't wish that life on anyone, because a lot didn't make it through, and a lot never make it through, you know. So I'm just one of the blessed ones that God seemed fit to give a second chance to, you know, and now, me and my wife run the Streets on Love You Back movement, and we educate kids. We give back to the community, and I feel so good that I can give back to the community now, and people know who Rob is. People know who my wife, Lucinda, is. Back in the day when I used to give back to the community, people couldn't know who I was, you know what I mean? Because it was always had to be secretive because the life you was living, you know? So I thank God I don't have to live in darkness no more.
I thank God for you too, man. I mean, that's a heck of a testimony. I mean, that's like a documentary, man. To be honest with you,
you seen the documentaries that they put out on us already, didn't you?
Yeah, I seen them. You know, and I have copies of the documentaries, man. I do, but you know, I don't have any issues with those documentaries. I've looked at them. I have them. I own them.
That was the
man,
past
you
know.
That was the past life, man. But the reason I'm pausing is because I got brothers that I went to school with, man. Because I went to middle school outside of my territory. I got brothers I went to school with that are doing 150 years in Jackson.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got another brother who just came home. I'm not going to say his name, but he just came home like 3 days ago. He'd been locked up since 94. You know, I was his basketball coach in 92 at the downtown YMCA.
Right.
You know, so he just came home, you know, and there's several others, man, that are not going to come out, you know, from that era, but also from that area, you know what I'm saying? And
oh, yeah.
It's just interesting,
you know,
man.
That's why I thank God every day.
Yeah, Robert. It's just kind of overwhelming. One thing I can do is just, you know, praise God and just do what I need to do on a regular basis. Cause when I heard the brother's song, man, I hear his energy, man. I know what that's like. You know, I'm not a poet.
No doubt. That's why I
said
the brother's song.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm not poet, but I can really feel what God is doing in his life too. He's like one of the prophets out there. You know what I'm saying? He's speaking, and he knows there's other brothers out there like him. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I'm glad
he's sending that message out to the world.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Hey, you hold tight for a minute, Bennett. Don't hang up. I'm gonna go to this next caller for my man.
All right, bro.
And you hold tight, okay?
Okay.
My man.
Absolutely.
Peace, brother.
All right. All right. Hold on. All right, caller. We got the next caller. You on there, caller? Yeah, caller. You on there? I guess that caller was just listening in. Okay, good brother. We back to you, Larry. So, like I say, man, we've been having a great night with you. You know what I'm saying? And any last words you would like to give out to the viewers and the website and everything?
Yeah, yeah, definitely, man. First of all, you know, it was cool, man, listening to you brothers, man. And I wanted to thank my man for the kind words, especially, you know, for the music and all that types of stuff, man. It was, you know, definitely appreciated, brother. And, Lesson One is out. You can catch it on iTunes. You can catch it on Amazon. Lesson Two, you can download off the website, smart-hiphop.com. You can get in contact with me on Twitter at Smart Hip Hop. On Facebook, you could just search Smart Music Entertainment or Larry Locke Henderson. The Instagram is Smart Hip Hop. The YouTube channel is Smart Hip Hop Music. And, you know, once again, the website is smart-hiphop.com, man. We're putting Lesson Two out. We're giving people the opportunity to download the album for free right now. We're just releasing it song by song, you know, just giving people an opportunity to really absorb each single. And, you know, once again, man, thank you for having me on the show, man. Without grassroots show like this, we can't move, and we wouldn't be able to get the message out to the masses like we're doing. So, you know, thank you for having me on once again, man.
Man, we appreciate the having you, man. And before you hang up, Larry, I want you to just hold tight, man. I'm finna to go to my shout-out right quick for my sponsors with our fifth-year toy drive. So you hang tight with us, okay?
I'm here, bro.
My man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we just want to give a shout-out, me and my wife, to all our sponsors that's sponsoring our fifth-year toy drive to give back to our kids. And this year, we're raising 3,000 toys to give back to kids here throughout Maricopa and Phoenix, Arizona. So here is all our supporters. We're going to first give a shout-out to my man that's on the line, Coach L, you know, Guerrilla Elite Team, for always being down with us. And we're going to give another shout-out to Title Boxing Club in Scottsdale. And we're going to give another shout-out to Buckeye Valley News. And we're going to give another shout-out to Essential Properties. And the list goes on, you know. We're going to give another shout-out to POP Productions. And we got another shout-out to give to In Maricopa for supporting us and getting the word out there with us as well. And we're going to give another shout-out to them again because they popped up one more time, Essentials Property, you know. And we got another one is Hometown True Value. And we got another one is Aaron Sales and Lease. And we got another one, CNC Barbershop and Salon. And we got another one right here. We got Nails Off of You. And they have been great sponsors for 5 years as well. And we got Store More. And we got One Health Urgent Care. We got FBFS, you know, that's the financial services, you know. And we also have another one right here, BP, you know what I mean? And that's Phoenix Boxing Center, you know. And that's my wife's cousin's gym. And my wife is the vice president over at the gym. So we want to just thank the town for being down, and we thank Twin Flames Images and Production. That's Miss Rhonda, and we thank Theodore and them over at Multimedia and AZ Productions over there as well. And we want to give a shout-out to O'Shea's and they supporting us and being down with us. And Jam Central Station 2364 for being down. So, you know, we just blessed, man, you know, to have all these people who roll with us and helps us out through the year with our toy drive, our food drive to feed the homeless every month. So we just blessed. And Burrito's Boxing Club as well, you know, give a shout-out to my man Edgar and his father as well over at their boxing gym. And you can get all the addresses to the drop-off spots on our website at www.thestreetsandloveyouback.com. And if you would like to donate, you can also go to our website and click on the donation button. And we just thank everybody, man, that really helps the movement out and help educate these kids 365 days a year. But around holiday time, we truly make sure we put smiles on our kids' face. So with that being said and done, I'm going to go back to the line, and I'm going to have everybody say their say-so. You know, first we're going to go to our guest, Larry. What you got say about that, baby?
Man, listen, first of all, I think what you're doing is amazing, man. You know, I knew about, you know, before I even came on the show, I did a little, you know what I'm saying, background on you, man. So I knew that all of the stuff that you was doing in the community was great, man. And like I said, it's just an honor, man, to be here, to be on the show. And I think, you know, any way that I could help, any way that I could lend a hand, you know, anything that I could do to help support what you're doing and, you know, be an assistance to your movements, man, just let me know, dog. I'm there.
Hey, we appreciate that, lad, you know, and I'll send you the link to your email later on tonight. Like you know, we're having our fifth-year toy drive for the kids, and anything you and your organization would like to donate, it would be much appreciative.
Cool. Yeah, we definitely will do something, without a doubt.
All right, my man, you hold tight, Larry. I'm going to go to the next caller. All right, Coach, you're on the air, baby. What you got to say?
Oh, man, I just want to tell you guys thank you, man, and definitely, man. So it's time to plan, man, just get everything put out to the public, man, so we can share with the world, man. And I'm just trying to give the world what they need, not what they want. You know what I'm saying? So let's just get it done, man.
That's what it is, man. And you hold tight, Coach. Don't you hang up. We're going to keep flowing. All right, my boy Bennett, what's the good word, baby?
Hey, Rob. Man, I appreciate everything that God has done in your life. Man, I thank your wife for supporting you all this time and being your backbone. And I'm praying for one in my life.
Oh, man, you got to, man, because without my queen, man, oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'd probably be still out there in the game heavy, you know what I mean, or doing a life bit. But I thank God that he's seen another page for me, man. So it's a blessing to, like I said, do the things that I do to continue to give back to others. So I just want my legacy to be left here on earth as a man who once was out there and changed his life and, you know, he gave back to people, you know what I mean, in a great way, you know. So that's all that's about, my brother, you know. So you hold on tight, okay?
All right.
All right, my boy G.I. in the house. What's good, G.I.?
Hey, man, I'm checking in with the Streets Don't Love You Back, man. I got the card you sent me, man. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? It's one love. You know, always out there doing y'all thing, man. The toy driving with the community. It's always a positive thing with you and your wife and the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, man. 3GI Project is down with you all way, every day, you know?
Oh, come on, man. You know, I know you're holding it down in the joint force, man. You feel me? And that's a good thing, man. And since G.I., that's my boy G.I. G.I. been down 12 years, but he always call into the show on Wednesday night when he can. And we want to give a big shout-out to all our soldiers behind the prison walls. And we serve 150 prisons every month, fair in the state, men and women. And I want to give a big shout-out to my brothers, Robbie and Christopher and Marvell. Robbie will be home next year. Robbie been down 17 calendars. Marvell and Christopher got life. They'll be there. But I got much love for my brothers. They work with the Streets Don't Love You Back movement in three different prisons. And we just thankful that everything is good and we maintain it behind the walls as well, you know? And what else you got to say, G.I.? Give them that website. You know what I mean? The Free G.I. website, too.
Yeah, that's the freegiproject.org. You know what I'm saying? Go on there, check it out, sign the petition. We got the petition going to the governor and to the U.S. Attorney General to get a federal investigation into the cover-up and conspiracy. freegiproject.org. Check it out, man. I love
That's
y'all, man.
It
Keep
is.
Your heads up. Stay strong out there, man. The movement is moving.
You already know it, man. So you hold tight, G.I. Don't go nowhere, baby, you know? All right, we have my other homeboy, Damian. What's good, baby?
Not too much. What's going on, Rob?
Oh, man,
just
we're glad to have you on the show, man. That's one of my other comrades, Damian. Damian just stepped down, you know what I mean? Tell him what it is, D.
Oh, man, the streets don't love me back. The streets don't love you back, man. I mean, they just, y'all just been doing something positive for a long time. It's inspirational. It's motivational. It keeps a lot of guys going. And I remember just listening to you saying how we got the card. I remember when I was getting cards and reading the newsletters when I was down. And, I mean, that helped so much. I mean, I'm just riding with you, man. I'm staying on track. I did 10 calendars, and I'm steady pushing, man, and just loving being on this side, doing what I can do on the right side of the track, you know?
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. My boy Damian became a street member when he was in the prison system. One of my homeboys enlightened him on who I was, and from that point on, D joined the team while he was in the Fed joint with my homies up there in the Fed joint down in Florida. So he's been riding on the team for a long time, and he just stepped down this year after that dime piece. So he came straight home to the movement, and it is what it is. He's getting busy down in Kentucky now, handling his business. The movement is down there strong, too, now. So we multiply. You feel me? We everywhere. We doing our thing to educate these kids because at the end of the day, it's about these kids, man. You feel me? And we want to thank you, D, for even coming on tonight. And we want you to hold on. We're going to go to a few commercials, and we're going to be right back with the whole team, all right?
Okay, Rob.
My man.
The hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you.
Help Free G.I. California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join the support with your help and donations by buttons, download, shirts, hats at the freegiproject.org. Your help is very needed. And help Free G.I. freegiproject.org. The freegiproject.org.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
'9/11, they think we don't know. Oklahoma City, Agenda 21, they know some of us. No, but they think
y'all didn't know I was gonna come like this.
Y'all ain't FEMA camps. The barbed wire's pointed in. These are my current events. Infowars.com, now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking shit. There's a war out here. No one is safe.
ain't from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing, knowledge is power. Go read some articles, just spend an hour contemplating InfoWars, or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your dry food, purify your water.
Don't buy into mainstream media, don't even bother.
Teach one, go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, and uncle and daughter.
The temperature is rising, it'll only get hotter.
I hear what they're saying, I will be their cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me, not my kids, my wife, my friends, no, none of my family.
That's a war on information,
and the planet's a prison.
Which side are you on?
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit,
goodbye, good riddance.
That's a war on information,
and the planet's a prison.
Which side are you on?
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit,
goodbye, good riddance.
But not like the TSA.
I hear you, Alex Jones.
I'm listening to what you say.
You got them on the run, they know we're marching their way.
All with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns.
They can't fool us, we're not the ones.
They can lie to some, but not to all.
As we stand up, down they fall.
We're taking our stance back, liberties and all.
We ain't playing their games, we're taking the ball.
We're patriots, they best heed the call.
As they walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all, there's strength in numbers.
Many hands make light work, we can watch them crumble.
Fumble and fall, run and crawl.
Against the snakes in the grass, we gotta stand tall.
This song's our warning shot, we are coming, that is all.
There's a war on information,
and the planet's a prison.
Which side are you on?
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit,
goodbye, good riddance.
There's a war on information,
and the planet's a prison.
Which side are you on?
Let's make a decision.
I've made a decision
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit,
goodbye, good riddance.
1984,
no 1776.
We ain't gonna be your slaves,
we ain't gonna be your bingo.
We ain't gonna be your punk,
we ain't gonna be your trick.
When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks.
It's just a bunch of, so feel this, when we stick it won't hurt, just a little prick.
They don't care, yeah, bet, take a hit of your own itch.
This is just a preview of what is coming.
Down the pike, or down the knife.
If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life.
This is not a threat, it's a warning to you.
So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you.
You'll get burned like toast.
From coast to coast and sea to shining sea,
we won't stand for this ish.
No, none of your tyranny.
If a war on information
and the planet's a prison,
inside of you all,
let's make a decision.
I've made a decision
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit,
goodbye, good riddance.
With a war on information
and the planet's a prison,
inside of you all,
let's make a decision.
I've made a decision
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullshit,
goodbye, good riddance.
Life story of Detroit kingpin Rob Boyd, a must-read book. This book will be available online worldwide to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, indiebound.org, and borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos, and at Human Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere. So go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The Streets Don't Love You Back.
Struggle coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Dyke and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to you player haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, record knocking you out like Rover cussing as it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm keeping it to your bloodstream just like HIV. Stand away from all them player hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Why do you bet not, brother? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dopest. Who put your face in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was weak? Now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break neck. You wanted out the family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls that wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, 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 you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute. You played yourself because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. You tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So watch your health. Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gonna come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you backstabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Break it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm biggity black up in you too. Dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict on a backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like Struggle, yo. Where the party at? I be like push on. Get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, it ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me. Took food from my face, but you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb. Fly away like a bird. Partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate. Play a hate, get it straight. Partner, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Asking all your questions like my name was Bat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should to mess with you, so I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick as blue with those. Known to turn your body black and blue, I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on, see if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pulled a trigger for, you a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga roll. You played yourself. No, 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 I said you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, Miss Gangster? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should've understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time. When you don't think I see you, I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on.
Hey, 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 back at you. The Streets Don't Love You Back, hottest radio show worldwide. And that track right there, you played yourself. I released that off my label back in 1998. Still a classic, you feel me? Me singing and my boy Struggle doing the rapping, you know? So we can't play ourselves out here because the game is real, you know? So I'm going to go to my soldiers on the line tonight, and we're gonna speak on that right quick. All right, Les, speak on that, baby.
You talking about the playing yourself joint?
Yeah, speak on it, man, how these boys play themselves in the game.
Man, listen, there's so many levels to people playing it. First of all, I like the joint, man. You know, I didn't know if that was you rapping or singing. You said that was you singing?
Yeah. I've always been a singer. I produced that in 1998 when it came off my label, yeah. We got a lot of classic off the label from the early 90s and 80s.
Yeah, that was up, man. You know what I mean? That was a real smooth joint, man. But, yeah, you know what I mean? These brothers got to stop playing themselves, man. You know, the song was it was self-explanatory. I was really rocking out, grooving to the joint, you know what I mean? Well, you
oh,
know,
man.
You said everything that needed to be said, man.
My man, lad, we so glad to have you on the show tonight, man. And like I say, man, it's been a pleasure and honor to have you on here tonight, man, riding with us and putting your message out there. We have fun on the show, man. You know, a lot of my homeboys call in from the joint, and we just do our thing every Wednesday night, you know. And I give much props to my soldiers behind the walls, man. It's just a lot of us behind the walls, and they holding it down with the educating these kids that got out days to come home, you know. So it's about that, man. And
there's
so many people don't understand that it's about that because they think it's about all this BS, man. If you on that, you ain't winning out here, man. You ain't moving forward, you know. So you have to link up with some people that's moving forward to get you educated to move forward, you know. What you think, Larry?
I think you're absolutely on point. It's a trap out here. You know what I mean? It's you know, they setting us up for failure. They want our young brothers to lose. They want our young brothers to keep getting incarcerated. They want us to continue in that cycle, which eventually ends up being a cycle of poverty. So, you know, it's definitely something that we got to raise our level of awareness and consciousness about.
And that's what's happening. Give them that website again, Larry, and let them know about them hot tracks and they can download again.
Yeah, man. Once again, the website is www.smart-hiphop.com. The album Lesson 1 is on iTunes and Amazon. It's also on the website, smart-hiphop.com. Lesson 2, you can download the intro to Lesson 2. You can also download Harriet Tubman, the conductor, for free. We got the next song, which is called Knowledge is Key, which we're about to drop real soon. And like I said, every single is going to be free. Going to be free until the whole album comes out. So, you know, get it while you can. And on Twitter, I'm Smart Hip Hop. On Facebook, Smart Music Entertainment. Instagram is also Smart Hip Hop. The YouTube channel is Smart Hip Hop Music. And the website, once again, man, is smart-hiphop.com. Go get the Lesson 1 joint on iTunes, on Amazon, on CD Baby, on Rhapsody. Everywhere that you could look, you'll find Lesson 1.
That's what it is, man, you know. So, lad, we got 15 more minutes to roll, man. And are you going to roll with us? Because, you know, me and my crew be rolling at night.
Yes, sir.
You know, after the interview. All right, then. So, lad's going to roll with us, homie. So, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to roll with a couple more songs, couple more commercials. And then we're going to be right back to wrap this thing up and give everybody their last words. Is that good?
Yes, sir.
All right, my man. We'll be right back with you, lad.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had money, cell phone, or a pager. Just me and my girl, listening to hip hop. Mama used to say, it reminded her of bebop, but dancing to Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train, it's really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah, I might just
just need a drink, might just reminisce. I know that she feeling this, she listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good and she came my way. Let's play some OJs, let's unwind. Slow it down two step, now clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too, I love you like soul food. For the love that we had,
have a dream.
Slow dancing the side day, she sipping the wine slow. I put on some pendergrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave, we dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song, it sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Isley's. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane, I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel, now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love, and I hope that she feel what I feel. So I know that it's real, so I know that it's real.
Now
that's love.
In memory lane, thinking of summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Meryl Green, getting her in the mood, not rushing into a thing. I'm feeling like Rick James, we high up Mary Jane. She the girl in my dreams, she my earth, wind and fire. Whenever we be together, no arguing with each other. Music keep us together, getting us through the weather. Feeling the summer breeze, call you my summer girl. Like Jodeci, I'm a fiend, travel around the world. Ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love, come on. Have a dream, show some love.
Just bought a new whip, Janet paying double dip. Every day is a hustle. I'm trying to get it, trying to bubble. It's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle. Every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So
life can't break the stress in my eyes. 15 to 25, yet still I rise. And I'm black and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk and hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking, listening to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I put flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. I prove it, showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen, this is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski. Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try. Life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we're going to give our sponsors another shout-out who's supporting our toy drive. And tonight we're going to go out with our last and final track, and that's going to be Herod the Conductor, and that's by my man Larry. So we want everybody to hold tight for a minute, and I'm going to give everybody their last words before we play that last track, but we're going to go to the shout-outs for the sponsors. First sponsor I want to give a shout-out to is Nails for You, O'Shea's, Buckeye Valley News, CNC Barbershop, More Self Storage, Aaron Sales and Lease, One Health Urgent Care, Hometown True Value, Title Boxing Club, Scottsdale, Essence Property, and another one right here is Burrito's Boxing Club. So we want to give everybody a big shout-out who's supporting our fifth-year toy drive, and we want to give them all a big thank you, you know. So we're going to want to go back over here to the phone line now, and we're going to give everybody the last shout-outs, and then we're going to kick that last track off, and that's Harry the Conductor. So we're going to go to my man, Larry. What's good, Larry?
Peace, brother. How are you tonight, my man?
All right. So we're going to close the show out with the Harriet the Conductor, and we wanted to give our last sponsors their last shout-out. And we want to give you your last shout-out as well.
Once again, man, thanks to the whole Smart Music Entertainment staff, man. Big ups to Kenya. You know, shouts out to everybody, man, and you know, just everybody that was involved with the music, Secret Service Beats, and my man Just. And just go to the website, smart-hiphop.com. The album is available, iTunes, Amazon, Smart Hip Hop on Twitter, Smart Music Entertainment on Facebook, Smart Hip Hop on Instagram, and just check out the music. And remember, knowledge is key, and education is the key to success, man. And once again, thank you for having me on your show, bro. You know, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, it's all good, man. So you hold tight, man. We're going to go to my man, G.I. What's good, man?
Yeah, I just want to send shouts out to everybody, to the world, you know what I'm saying? People in California, Ohio, Cincinnati, L.A., SAC, you know what I'm saying? It's one love, freeofgiproject.org. Hope to see y'all soon. Streets Don't Love You Back, man. I love y'all. Boy, Lucinda, T-Rob, my family, I love y'all, man. Y'all keep your heads up. Stay strong. Happy holidays.
It's all good, man. We send much love to you behind the walls, too, baby. You just keep holding it down. till you step down, you know? And we're going to go over here to my man Bennett, give him his last words. What's good, Bennett?
Hey, man, I've really enjoyed myself tonight. Been tremendously uplifting to me personally. And I want to say, Larry, man, keep up, you know, what God is doing in your life, man. And I will be reaching out to you and supporting you. D.I., and we're waiting on you to come on home, man. So keep it safe. Rob, Cinder, thank God for you. I will continue to support in every way that I can. And I'm just going to keep it moving, man, on the daily. All right?
So, that's what it is. That's what we like to hear, man. So you hold tight, baby. We're going to go over to Mother Homeboy D. D, what's good with you, man?
Oh, man, Rob, man. Hey, Rob, the don't you played yourself? Come on, man. What don't you do? Can you not be inspired by a guy like
you're
Rob,
silly,
boy?
Man.
Uncle Rob, I mean, for real.
I was still young when I made that. I'm 50 years old now. I was still young when I made that in 1998. You know what I mean? That's just the way I felt at the time, you know, when I gave my man a pass. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you played yourself, guy, but I'm going to give you a pass to walk because I'm trying to change my life. So we're going to give you a pass
yeah.
on this one. But we still going to let you know that you could never be a part of. we still going to let you know you could never be a part of us. You feel me? So God is good all
much,
the time,
man.
Yeah.
Respect, man. And Larry, man, hey, go hard, man, the right way. Respect. How can you not respect it, man? If you don't know where the lesson is, I mean, you just, it's everywhere. So you really just ain't trying to get it, man. I always get something from this show, man. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the example Rob and Lucinda are setting, man. Go hard. Keep fighting for what's right. G.I., much respect, Larry, man. Sell all of them don'ts.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
man,
that, man. Word.
Much and respect to the knowledge, man. People that are the knowledge rules the world. Ignorance bears the burden, man. Respect, Rob. I'm gone. I got to get some sleep.
All right, man. Get you some rest, man. And we appreciate you coming home, man, and coming straight on to the team, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Respect, Uncle Rob.
Without a doubt, baby. Tell your queen we send our love our way, man. And I look for your call tomorrow like you usually do.
All right.
Okay, my man. Okay, lad, we're going to thank you once again, my good brother, for coming on the show, man, and being down with the team, man. And my crew was loving you, so, you know, I'm going to give my whole team a big shout-out, man, for loving your knowledge you brought to the table, man, and loving your tracks as well. And for my homies behind the walls, you know, that's loving the tracks, too. So we're going to kick this last song off, and that's my man's Larry song, you feel me? And that's Harriet the Conductor. And always remember, the streets don't love you back. And we thank everybody for being down and supporting us. And Larry, I'll email that information to you.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it.
All right, you have a blessed night, my brother. And here we go. Don't hang up until your song go off.
Cool.
Started when I was 5, hired out to watch a baby, and he beat me when he cried. I consider that too much of a price. Even though I'm thick skin, some of the scars stay with me for life. I ain't never been the type to spin around to the other cheek. Putting up a fight to me and my peoples all are free. 4 brothers, 4 sisters, thick family. I'm the 4th child, you following mathematically. God's in my veins, I can feel it in my soul. 3 older sisters never seen again when they were sold. When they came for my brother, my mom's made them a promise. Whoever tried to take them, she splitting open your noggin. Mommy was a rider, spiritual advisor, security provider. That's why I'm a live wire. When they ain't take my brother, I felt the power inside of me. Influenced by the moment, I'll never settle for slavery. Heavy metal weight in my head as a teen. Now with seizures, narcolepsy and strange dreams. From the tribe of Asante through grandma modesty. Being free, holding my own, just a part of me.
You thinking about coming after me? Better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train and it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the conductor, I ain't never lost a passenger.
I'm plotting on my escape and I'm married and feeling patient. I'm outie with no debating, you silly for conversating. I'm breaking and while you waiting and I make it, I'll be sure to get the safest route to travel and be back for you as bait.
September 17th, 1849, me and my brothers Henry and Ben said it's mine. So we left for Maryland, headed towards freedom land, but they feet chill lead up, so we turned around and went back to the owners. Believe me, I didn't wanna. Had I knew my brothers were scared, we're in the bottom. A little while later, man, I ran away again, but this time straight dolo fan, backs to the wind. In the middle of the night, in the winter and the cold, I was navigating on the Underground Railroad. Nah, it ain't a literal train, it's a form of resistance, just with the railroad theme. So a station's a safe house where the runaways go, and the runaway slaves are considered cargo. The person who hit them considered a station master, and the stockholder's the one who will put the cash up. Me, I'm the conductor, I transported the cargo. Routes that I took remain secret, I took an oath, boss of my train. You get on, there is no rebelling. Grown man said he turning back, and I had to tell him, fam, why you had me bring the metal out? Cock it back, point it at your head and bring the devil out. There's no going back, besides you gon' snitch. And I'll kill you where you stand before you sing behind a whip. Running from slave catchers, a bounty on my head, until my whole fam free, I don't really care. Had a 10-year span with 19 or so trips, I done freed so many slaves, they calling me Moses. During the Civil War, because of my skills, I became the first woman to lead an armed assault. I am Harriet Tubman, you need to fall back, a conductor. I know. Never ran my train off the track. You thinking about coming after me? Better bring your faculty. 20 miles away before you even know what's happening. Cargo on my train and it's something like traffic. I'm Harriet the conductor, I ain't never lost a passenger.